Well, I was around the Lumpini Park area, which is just inside of the protest area, where there are a couple of sets of barricades, quite large barricades, that the protesters have been camped out behind. And there was certainly a buildup of some tension as we passed the 6 o'clock deadline that the government said they were going to start cutting off supplies, power, electricity, water, all that sort of stuff. But the tension really ratcheted up when I was walking over to an area where there was a group of people gathered, and I saw some other foreign journalists, and one of them was interviewing this Major General Katia, who's been a supporter of the Red Shirts, one of the more militant supporters, you could say. And I was just stepping towards him with my microphone to see if I could jump in on the interview and get some audio. And there was a loud crack noise, and he hit the ground about the same time. And it took us a few seconds for everybody to figure out what had happened. But then when we realized that he had been shot, everybody scattered and tried to, you know, get behind something or whatever, and not really knowing how to react. But he had apparently been shot by a sniper. And after everyone had a chance to kind of get moving and get out of the way and figure out, you know, which direction they wanted to go, some of the protesters started shooting fireworks into the air. Then there was a group of protesters who picked up the Major General's body and started to carry him to try and get him to the hospital to get him some help. They got him into a car, and just as the car was leaving, turning the corner to get head towards the hospital, there was a large explosion somewhat near the car. I couldn't tell from where I was how close it was to the car, but there was a very large explosion just in front of a hospital area right next to the protest area. I couldn't see if there were any casualties from the explosion, but the reports coming in later said that the Major General was in the hospital and that he had been shot quite seriously. Some reports are saying he was shot in the chest. Others are saying he was shot in the head. I couldn't tell from what exactly had happened, but he certainly was shot.
Was there a police presence in the area, say, before the shooting?
There has been a police presence just across from the barricades there at Lumpini Park at that intersection. For some days, they've had police stationed just across from the area, but they have not been confronting the protesters in any way. And in fact, a lot of people say that the police, among the police, there are quite a few sympathizers for the protesters. So it's not really clear where the gunfire might have come from. There was at least two explosions after the Major General was shot. And it sounded like there was possibly some other gunfire, although it's hard to tell because there was also fireworks that were being set off by a lot of the protesters. But what is clear is that there was certainly some violence that broke out, and at least one person, this lieutenant general, has been shot.
This general who was shot, how did he figure in the protest movement?
Well, he's a big supporter of the Red Shirts. He wants the protest to continue. He's very much against the government of Prime Minister Apizadwe Chachiwa. He wants to see it tumble. He doesn't like those that are in power. He thinks very much that, you know, they are elites that were brought to power illegitimately. And he's, you know, one of the more hardcore elements, one of the hardcore leaders, you could say, involved in the protest movement. In fact, there are other protest leaders who have openly disagreed with him and his more hardcore stance towards continuing on and not negotiating and these sorts of things. So that's kind of been his role in the protest movement, and he's somewhat famous, you could say, for being such a hardcore leader. In fact, a lot of the protesters line up to get his autograph, and he often walks around the protest site quite openly, even though, you know, the government and a lot of authorities have said that he should lose his military rank and perhaps even be taken into custody for some of the comments that he's made.
Are the protesters armed, and did you see any weapons displayed?
I didn't see any heavy weaponry among the protesters. What I did see were protesters with fireworks, protesters with sharpened bamboo poles, protesters with rocks, stones, bricks, these kinds of things. And immediately after the violence broke out, a lot of the protesters, or at least few that I was near, started breaking some of the street lights or billboards that were lit up on the street, apparently concerned that too much lights would allow snipers to see them and what was going on. There certainly is a lot of tension now after this occurred, and it's not really clear what the reaction will be of the protesters, whether this is going to really rile them up, if there's going to be some sort of counterattack, or what will occur.
Well, and finally, Daniel, are the regular residents in that area of the protest site, or are they fleeing the area?
The government earlier on had said that residents should vacate the area because of the power being cut off, because of the water being cut off. It would make life difficult for anybody who's living within the protest area, and they recommended everybody who is living or working there to get out of the area before 6 o'clock this evening, just a couple hours ago. But there, I could still see that there were some people who were living in the area that had not left, decided to stay. Maybe their building still had power or water, and they weren't concerned about it. But after this violence, we'll have to see what happens. It certainly is going to raise some eyebrows.